relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I really, really enjoy those moments when somebody I'm not aware of impresses me publicly. I've not heard of them before. And then we reach out to them and they graciously agree to come on our humble little radio show with millions of listeners and viewers, live streaming on YouTube, hundreds of stations across the nation, available wherever you get your podcasts. And our next guest opening our third hour is exactly one of those people. She represents Indiana's 5th Congressional District, and her name is Congresswoman Victoria Spatz. Congresswoman Spatz, welcome to America First.
Well, thank you, and thank you for a very nice introduction.
Thank you. The invoice is in the mail. No, seriously, I saw a clip of you during one of the impeachment insanities speaking with such gusto, such passion about the perversion of things on Capitol Hill and our Constitution that I told my producer there and then, find that woman and get her on the show. So we'll talk about what you're doing on Capitol Hill. But for those who aren't familiar with Victoria Spatz, would you tell us briefly your life history, where you came from and how you are where you are today?
Well, I'll tell you, I was driving once in my car and I thought, you know what, I'm 42. In my short life, I grew up in Soviet Union, so I grew up in socialism. I saw what happened when socialists fell apart, and I grew up, it was Socialistic Republic of Ukraine. It was Wild West, terrible. And, you know, so, and then now I came to the United States 21 years ago, and we're the country that fought for freedoms. Now we're building socialists. Like, it's almost like in my 42 years, it's like a full circle. I'm seeing what's going to be next, and I'm real terrible at putting my money where my mouth is, getting pissed off and do something about it. Now I became a politician. Well, so, that's how it got me in trouble, my passion.
So that's a good thing. We like passion. That's my old boss, Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, has a lot of passion. So let me put it very bluntly to you. When you met your future husband, Jason, on a train in Europe 20 years ago, and then you fell in love, got married, became a legal immigrant to the United States, was there ever a moment in those first years where you thought, I'm liberating myself, I'm leaving the detritus of a post-communist republic of the Soviet Union, and it might happen in America? Did you ever suspect that, Victoria?
No, and to tell you the truth, you know, when I went, you know, and maybe naive in some way, but when I went to college, I went to School of Economics, and we had a lot of debates and discussion, and it was a kind of a fight between West and East, and I read about the democracy of America, you know, my views of this country, maybe in some way were idealistic, you know, but I read it from the founding fathers and writing of our republic in early ages. And like, when I look at that, you know, I felt like this is the country. And that's what most people are thinking about it. And it is true. It is the country with the most freedom, the most opportunities for anyone to pursue happiness in whichever way you want. Not government doesn't tell you what you're going to do and who you're going to be. And I think that was so important for me. For me, it was shocking to see some of the things in our country. I just probably grew up and thought about these beliefs, you know, and I knew, you know, experienced it and heard it. And, like, it was such a time in the 90s where we knew so much about the West, about the United States, and we were really trying to model it, try to create democracy, and it's very difficult to do after socialism fails, you know. So I was like, probably, like, it's just something that is, like, unbelievable. It's like, you know, if you have a frog and put it in the hot water, that's how kind of, you know, Americans were boiling for a while, and I was a frog who was put in the hot water.
Yep, and the temperature is increasing every single day. We're talking to Congresswoman Victoria Spartz. Follow her, spartz.house.gov, Rep Spartz on Twitter, S-P-A-R-T-Z. So I immediately connected with you because my father, my parents suffered under fascist occupation as children, and then my father was arrested, persecuted, tortured, and imprisoned by the communist secret police in Hungary before he was liberated during the revolution there in 1956. I know Senator Cruz's father escaped from Cuba. Are there any other post-Soviet congressmen or women on Capitol Hill right now? I'm just curious.
I do not believe so. And it's interesting, we have few immigrants, but definitely not from the former Soviet Union. So I'm actually the first one. So that is, you know, we have some people with Cuban heritages, and it's actually very important to see because a lot of them experience the same failed systems. You know, we see what's happening in the countries. Venezuela was, you know, one of the top three wealthiest countries in Latin America, and now we see what's happening there. So I think it's just very sad to do that. But you know, when I look, you know, my grandpa, you know, in his family was sent by Bolsheviks, you know, to die when they tried to create collective farms. You know, he actually recently died, but he all his life is at Victoria. The most important thing for a person is to be free and never, never let government to suppress you. And I feel so importantly to protect people's rights because this is the most valuable things we have as Americans. If you don't have your freedoms, if you don't have your rights, you have nothing as an individual, you know, and I think it's important to remember that.
Yeah, I commend you. I congratulate you for making it from post-Soviet Ukraine to the Congress of the United States. Would you please explain, just respond, if you will. Imagine that somebody says to you who's not engaged in politics, hasn't followed your career, or just doesn't read the newspapers, says, but the Democrats, but the left, what they're doing has nothing to do with socialism. What's your response to them, Congresswoman?
Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of policies that are very deceitful but have a lot of impact. But when you centralize power in D.C., when you centralize government, when you create a regime where now all companies have to go to D.C. to ask for permission, how they're going to do business, when all states and locals are now controlled from enormous amount of strings with the grants that they're given to them, where individuals are afraid to express their opinions about any issues because they're afraid that they're going to be censored or FBI can show up from their doors. I mean, we have that happening. You know, some people that were not even on January 6th in Washington, D.C., FBI shows up to their doors. The people are afraid, express on Facebook opinion anywhere. They get censored. This is getting pretty bad. I mean, this is like reminds me of Soviet time where people were afraid to say something, were afraid to do something that is legal, you know, without wanting any harm. This is a very, very dangerous, and I feel where we're moving in a very, very fast, with, you know, pace in a bad direction as a country, and it's alarming to me.
And what do you respond to those who say, well, you know, communism never really existed anywhere. They still have to try it properly. In the Soviet Union and Cuba, those were just perverted versions, and that wasn't real socialism. What's your response to the naive people who say that here in America?
Well, I tell you, you know, any system that forces us to do the same things or be the same will have to do some level of dictatorship and coercion, right? Because we want all different things. So if government on top believes what is good for you, good for me, I mean, we all we don't like to go to the same place on vacation, but this is good for you. I'll decide what to do for you. I'll decide what kind of education you're going to have, what kind of job. I'll decide how much money you're going to make. You know, I'll just make you happy. So you have a group of people on top, you know, political elites, oligarchs, or whatever they are. They could be called Communist Party. They could be called any way. But you have a centralized power on top to decide it, you know, what we're going to live our life, but this is for you. You know, so you create equality in misery, so everyone becomes equally poor in just a natural process. There is no other way you can, force people to do something if you don't create some level of dictatorship on top. And there are different mechanisms and tools, but they're based on the same principle. Who makes the choice? You, consumer, decide what you want to do, where you want to eat, travel, how you want to live, as long as I don't harm you and people's rights are protected, I decide what is good for me. Or you have someone else. And how can someone else know what's good for millions of people? The only way, by suppressing and make them equally miserable.
Perfectly put. Equality in misery. That is the only thing that socialism or communism has ever brought any of the more than 40 nations who've tried it and who have resulted, who have caused the deaths of hundreds of millions. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Stay on the line, Victoria Spartz, please. Congresswoman Spartz at Rep Spartz on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefActor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I chose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/GORKA. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA. expressvpn.com/Gorka to protect your data today.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Congresswoman Spartz was so sweet, so endearing, so charming. After we did the interview, we chatted for a moment in the break, and she said, I really didn't want to do that. I don't want to talk about, you know, the Republic and why I did what I did. I just want to do policy. No, Congresswoman, that's the most important thing. Why you became a congresswoman and what you understand from your time in Soviet Ukraine. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We're going to do something exciting now. We're going to connect live. We're going to have a simulcast with Newsmax and the Chris Salcedo Show
today
to discuss
something happening
this Sunday on Newsmax.
David knows AFT well.
Oh, wow. Biden the boob. He continues showing his mental lapses when he can't even correctly remember the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, not the AFT, which I hear stands for a fumbling twit. I've got a treat for you, ladies and gentlemen, this Friday. Joining me now live on Newsmax TV and the Salem Radio Network, host of America First with Sebastian Gorka. It's the man himself, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Seb, it's always great to see you. Thank you for being here.
Chris, Biden the boob? That's too soft. That's too gentle. We call him sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden here on America First.
Yes, I know. I've often been accused of going soft on Mr. Biden. You know, we observed, speaking of him, the gun-grabbing program that he has introduced, and it's no different than any other socialist gun-grabbing program, won't stop mass shootings, and it targets the law-abiding and not criminals. Your thoughts?
I tweeted this out yesterday. The left went crazy on my Twitter feed. I said, I asked the question because I like to engage with my followers. I said, are you going to let Biden disarm you like Hitler disarmed the Jews and like Stalin disarmed his subjects? And the response I got from my million plus followers on Twitter, I tell you, this guy, he may be senile, he may be a doddering old fool, but he's also very, very unwise, because people understand what he said yesterday, that there are no amendments that are absolute, is war. It is an assault on our Constitution. And there's a reason our founding fathers made that the Second Amendment, Chris, because it guarantees all the others, including freedom of speech. My parents suffered under fascism. My father was arrested, tortured, and imprisoned by the communists, only to be liberated from that communist prison in the glorious Hungarian Revolution. And he taught me as a free man in the UK to shoot as soon as I could pick up a gun. Why? Because that is the ultimate guarantor of our freedom.
Amen to that, Brother Gorka. And you know what? Don't forget, the earliest form of mass gun control in the United States was undertaken by the Democrat, socialist, segregationist South. And they tried to take blacks' guns away. So it's really depressing for me to see the Democrats have not changed in that regard. Now, you worked in the early days of the Trump administration. President Trump did the work. He crafted the policies that secured our border, made a major dent in illegal immigration, and stopped the human tragedy that we're now seeing, children being sexually assaulted in Biden's detention facilities. How frustrating is it for a guy like you to watch Biden undo the years of pro-American work that the Trump administration put together, and Biden destroys it in a matter of weeks?
It's not frustrating. It makes me livid. I am angry for one reason alone. My parents were real refugees. They spent 6 weeks in a refugee camp, being interrogated, convincing the counterintelligence officials that they weren't a threat to Western democracy. And to hear what Biden has done, we have 500 children crossing the border every day. We have between 60 and 80% of the women and children being trafficked, sexually abused and raped. We have people who are being abused day in, day out. Toddlers being thrown off rafts. Children being thrown off 30-foot high fences. Why? Because of Joe Biden. Every single rape, every assault, every death is on Biden's watch and on his hands. If you care, if they really cared for the children, if they really cared for immigrants, the greatest thing they could do is to finish building the wall. Right now, his policies, all those natty T-shirts saying let us in Biden, are making billions of dollars for the drug traffickers, for the coyotes, for the cartels, yep. And they are creating mass human tragedy. They couldn't care less about the disaster, the human suffering. They just think this is how they get to amnesty millions of illegal aliens and stay in power forever and create a one-party state. It should outrage all Americans.
Yep, and he's making the narco-terrorists rich. Nothing good ever comes of lawlessness. Former President Trump also endorsing several folks, Congressman Mo Brooks, Senator Ron Johnson, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul. How powerful is the former president's endorsement?
He's the kingmaker. Whether or not he runs for 2024, and God willing, he's going to make that decision and he's going to run. He is the de facto conservative kingmaker. And I've been in touch with him. And look, there's only one thing we need right now. We need the right people to run. We need true America First patriots. We need standard bearers for the Make America Great Again agenda. Enough of the swamp. I said it when I was in the White House. I said it after I left the White House. Donald John Trump won despite the GOP. He won despite the Republican establishment. And that is something we have to fix. No more rhinos like Mittens Mitt Romney. No more fake conservatives. It's time to take back our country.
Exciting time for us here at Newsmax TV. You have got a brand new show debuting this Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern. The Gorka Reality Check. When everybody tunes in, I mean everybody tunes in, what are they going to see?
They're going to see us push back every Sunday for an hour with the best guests, my analysis on the propaganda, the lies of the mainstream industrial complex of lying legacy journalism that is CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times. We're going to drill deep on the stories, the important stories that the lying legacy press don't want you to know about. And we're going to keep the MAGA machine moving. Those are my two missions. And that's exactly what we're going to do every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, re-air 10 p.m. Eastern with the Gorka Reality Check. Be there, Newsmax viewers. Everybody who loves this nation needs to tune in.
Right on, right on. And everybody will. Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. We'll speak again. Joe Biden continues.
All right. Did we do that? Were we actually broadcasting on radio at the... Chad, were we on radio?
We were 100% on radio.
How cool is that? That was even smoother than last time. That was truly splendiferous. That was amazing. It was weird, though, because I wasn't the host. I was a guest. It's a different métier. I have to get my head back into hosting. But it's easy with my good buddy, former White House colleague. We call him the Baron. Boris Epstein here next on America First. We're going to talk about a certain degenerate, a delinquent, Hunter Biden. The latest revelations. Stay on this channel. If you don't believe the world is upside down, listen to this true story. A Texas woman was home in the middle of the day when an armed intruder broke in. She grabbed her gun and hid in a closet. When he opened that closet door, she fired one shot, fatally wounding him. Good for her, right? But the last sentence in the story caught my attention. Quote, "The case will be referred to the district attorney's office to determine if any charges will be filed." Law-abiding citizens are often dragged through the legal system after justified acts of self-defense. This is why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. For just $10.95 per month, you'll have immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline and won't pay a penny in attorney's fees. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America.
Hear ye, hear ye, ladies and gentlemen. Hailing from the far reaches of the swamp, the righteous writer of wrongs, the triumphant teller of truths, this is the Baron, Boris Epstein, on America First.
Welcome back, dear friends. Yes, indeed, the Baron, Boris Epstein, my former colleague from the White House, former strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. You can follow him on Twitter, Boris EP. And Boris underscore Epstein on Instagram. Boris, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, great to be with you, my friend, a star with a new TV show on Sundays. So excited. You are on all the outlets now, your radio, online, TV. Look at that. A man for all seasons.
Thank you. Hopefully a man who fed better than the original Man for All Seasons. Yes, I didn't even mention it in the last few minutes. It is the Gorka Reality Check, Newsmax, premiering this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, with a re-air at 10 p.m. And you can bet you get a high return that Boris is going to be one of our guests on the Gorka Reality Check. Let's get down to business. Let me ask you, somebody who is a communications professional yourself, why is it that we have to wait? Is this so often the case for a British tabloid newspaper to report the story of Hunter Biden for anybody to take notice?
Because our media just aren't interested. Our media want to protect the Bidens. They want to protect liberals, most of the media, and they just aren't, they're not honest brokers, right? We knew the contents of this laptop in September and October.
Yeah.
This should have been out and out everywhere. But what do we have instead? Instead, we had the New York Post being blocked from Twitter. Instead, we had CNN and others suggesting that Hunter Biden's own laptop that he signed over was somehow Russian disinformation. Absolute nonsense.
Well, it's strange, isn't it? It's strange to say, you know, it's Russian disinformation. Then for Hunter Biden in a puff piece interview this week say, yeah, it could have, I don't know. I'm not sure if it was mine. It could be Russian disinformation. Boris, if your lawyers are demanding the computers back, doesn't that mean they are Hunter Biden's? Am I crazy there?
You're not crazy, my friend. You're not crazy. You're more rational than Hunter Biden. But you're definitely not crazy. This whole thing is such a joke. Hunter Biden is laughing in the face of Americans with these interviews. Jimmy Kimmel, where he dares to attack Don Jr. while T. Hunter is literally the face of nepotism in America. I mean, this is somebody who's a good-for-nothing failure, who's committed crime after crime. All you have to do is look at the contents of the laptop. And yet he gets to go on CBS this morning. And by the way, talk about collusion, talk about cahoots. Viacom CBS owned Simon & Schuster, right, which put out the book. And then he goes on CBS to promote it. That's globalism for you in today's economy. Hunter Biden is an affront to the American people. The fact that the truth about him didn't come out during the campaign is a huge failure of mainstream media, but not one that I think they're going to fix anytime soon because they're so in bed with the left.
Boris, if possible, we can try to ignore the prostitutes, the coke, the rotted meth teeth, the obsession with starring in a porn movie, the gun that was stolen, the Secret Service allegedly trying to cover it up. But how about the text between Sleepy Creepy and his son Hunter Biden that was reproduced in the Daily Mail, where he says, Dad, you've got to run for president because that's the only way I'm going to salvage my reputation. Isn't that the most disgusting part of it all?
That is disgusting. The way his interaction with his deceased brother's kids is disgusting. Hunter's just the whole being. the fact that he had Secret Service protecting him in 2018 when he wasn't entitled to it.
Yeah.
This is a person who represents all the worst of America. And you know what? And Joe Biden obviously knew everything that was going on. He knew all of it. You know, Joe Biden's claiming he didn't know about his kids' business dealings, but he knew all about his addiction. Joe Biden has been lying to the American people. The Bidens, and it's not just Hunter, Frank, James Biden. The Bidens have been making money hand over fist of Joe Biden, and they've been cheating Americans and selling us down the river to China. This whole thing is absolutely disgusting.
It is. It is. And we are going to continue to analyze it with my good friend Boris Epstein. Follow him on Twitter at BorisEP, on Instagram, Boris_Epstein. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Somebody else who the president knows is a good supporter of the 45th president and the MAGA agenda is our great sponsor, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. He's got a new movie. It's called Church People, starring Thor Ramsey and Stephen Baldwin, Joey Fatone, and a special guest appearance by Mike himself. It's a comedy, a faith-based comedy about a youth pastor who gets embroiled in some trouble with his church leadership and has to find himself and the truth. Watch it this weekend. You'll laugh out loud. You can download it. You can stream it at salemnow.com. Church People, Mike Lindell's latest movie. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A for extra discounts. That's salemnow.com, Church People, and promo code Gorka. Okay, so we're going to stay on the topic of the problematic individual who is Joe Biden's son, who was interviewed by somebody who's not really very funny. This is Jimmy Kimmel with Hunter Biden. Cut eight.
And when they ask you if that was your laptop, you say you don't know, which is hard to believe unless you read the book.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, I'm surprised you have shoes on.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, yeah. I made it today. Pants were the problem.
Yeah. Pants are always the problem, always the really. Problem.
Yeah. No, you know, look, I really don't know. And the fact of the matter is it's a red herring. It is absolutely red herring. But I am absolutely, I think, within my rights to question anything that comes from the desk of Rudy Giuliani.
What the hell does that even mean, Boris?
None of that was that even English?
No, but there's two questions here. I'm allowed to say this, pissed, okay? Two issues, and I want you to address it. As an immigrant to this nation like me, who believes in conserving values that work, that's why we're conservatives. Number one, the celebration of degeneracy. That clip was a celebration of a degenerate, laughing at the fact that he was so coke-addled, he's surprised that he has shoes on, and it's supposed to be amusing, number one. That's the big picture. And then secondly, that why we should take anything seriously from the desk of America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, I want you to unload. I'm unleashing the Baron.
The Baron is so stupefied. I'm so stupefied by the level of depravity of that interview. Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, who is somebody who showed up in blackface and now considers himself a liberal bastion, liberal icon, is making fun of addiction and then apparently making fun of, poking some light at the fact that Hunter Biden doesn't know when to put his pants on. Well, that's not funny considering all the prostitutes that are obvious from the laptop from hell that we know is Hunter Biden's. Calling it that wasn't even English. Calling it a red herring came from the desk of Rudy. It didn't come from the desk of Rudy Giuliani. This laptop was signed over by none other than Hunter Biden himself.
Yeah.
So
But hang on, let's stop for a second. Let's dissect it. What does that even mean that we don't have to take seriously? I mean, it's Hunter Biden's laptop. We have the photograph of the documentation where he signed it over to the computer repair store. But what does that mean? We should ignore? We can't take seriously anything from the desk of Rudy Giuliani? You mean the former mayor of New York? What is he even intimating there?
Well, he's just trying to throw anything at the wall and see if it sticks to get away from the fact that this is obviously his laptop, undoubtedly Hunter Biden's information, and it is so deeply embarrassing. It should have been debilitating. It should have been debilitating to the Biden campaign. Rudy Giuliani is a great American, an American hero who got New York City through 9/11. He's a great lawyer. I had the honor of working with him. And you know what? Hunter Biden can't hold that candle to Rudy Giuliani's shoes.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So Hunter Biden with his meth mouth teeth, and now he's got all the new fancy teeth in him. But Hunter Biden's a disaster. He's an embarrassment for the Biden family, an embarrassment for this country. The Chinese Communist Party is laughing at us.
Yeah.
They say, oh, look at these guys we control. We put them in there. And now they're running circles around the real backbone of America, which is having people in control who are there for America, who are serving America, not serving China.
Yeah, that point is a really important one. What do our adversaries, what do whole cultures think about us that they can be in bed with such corrupt politicians and the relatives of such corrupt politicians and then welcome them to the White House? It's such a powerful point. Last question to our friend, the Baron Boris Epstein. Follow him on Twitter at BorisCP, Boris_Epstein on Instagram. Does this guy get a walk? Whether it's, we've covered it in depth today on our Second Amendment segment, lying, committing a felony, lying on that background form for the purchase of the gun, the coke, the prostitutes, the Chinese bribes, the Ukrainian bribes. Is this guy just scot-free?
I think so. The level of injustice in America, the different systems of justice for liberals and conservatives is so vast. We have two systems in this country. I mean, and Hunter Biden has committed crime after, look what, lying on his application for a firearm, then having his firearm thrown away into a garbage can, drugs, prostitutes, the bribery with China and Ukraine, so on and so forth. This guy is a walking criminal. He's a walking 20 to 30 sentence.
Yeah.
But most likely, he walks away from it all. You know why? Because he's a Biden. And that's how sadly justice in America works. We're supposed to celebrate this guy while he's on the night shows instead of seeing him where he should be, which is behind bars.
Yeah, we should be laughing and celebrating the depravity and the degeneracy of the man who is the son of the new president of the United States. But at least it means people like you and I and all of our millions of listeners still have a lot of work to do, and we are ready. God bless you, Boris. Have a blessed Sabbath and a restful weekend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800 500 8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
What's come out now is fully despicable. It's completely perverse, and I have a lot of questions about it. Namely, where is the Me Too movement on this, right? The Me Too movement was not about women, men in positions of power, utilizing women against their will. We see a bunch of drug-fueled parties. We see these videos of women that are in compromising positions. Are we supposed to believe that these women gave their consent, that they were clear-minded to give their consent for him to be videotaping, recording them, putting them on the internet, putting them on pornographic websites? Where is the Me Too movement? Why can't I hear anything from men?
If you're listening to this show, you're lucky. Because the images that went along with Candace Owens on that TV clip, I didn't want to discuss them on the show today. But if you've got a strong stomach, if you've got an iron will, go to the Daily Mail and read the article. Finally, it's only taken, 6 months for somebody to pay attention. It's not enough for conservative media here to cover the story of what's on the laptop for Rudy Giuliani, our buddies Bernie Kerik, and the rest of the team to say what they saw. John Solomon, Just the News. It takes a British tabloid to get the notice of anybody with the photographs of the prostitutes, the meth damage to that man, the texts to his father, the story about the stolen handgun, the Secret Service protection that he wasn't entitled to. Are there two tiers of justice? If your last name is Clinton, if your last name is Biden, you get a pass on things which would see anybody else end up in prison. And to Candace's broader point, where are the feminists? Where are the liberals? Where are the Democrats? The Me Too movement? Imagine if Don Jr., if a conservative of any ilk, of any industry, was found to be in those photographs with those women doing what he was doing to them. The Me Too movement would destroy him. But no. Hunter Biden, he gets an invitation onto the Jim Kimmel show. That's what we are fighting every single day. If you want us to continue, if you want to support us, please support Mike Lindell, one of our great sponsors, the creator of MyPillow, who they're trying to cancel. Use my name at MyPillow.com for up to 66% off so we can keep providing you all the counter propaganda. And don't forget to tune in this Sunday to Newsmax, my new show, The Gawker Reality Check. And we'll leave you with number 45.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Violent crime is on the rise. Demonstrators burning down buildings, looting businesses, and threatening people's lives. Criminals get a get-out-of-jail-free card because of COVID, and they're talking about defunding the police. It's no wonder people are purchasing guns like never before. The need to be prepared for you and your family's safety and security has never been greater. That's where U.S. Law Shield comes in. They keep their members informed about ever-changing state and federal gun laws, and as a member, you're learn how you can lawfully defend yourself and your family. For just $10.95 per month, get immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline, and you won't pay a penny in attorney's fees if a nightmare self-defense scenario ever happens to you. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America.